So, we start with the verb to be, the simple form, I am a teacher, he is a teacher, she is a teacher, we are teachers, you are teachers, they are teachers. If we want to change it into question form, how can we do that?
Are you a teacher?
Are you a teacher? He.
Is he a teacher?
I.
Maryam.
Is Maryam a teacher? Jawad and Ali. Are they teachers? Okay. Open your book to page 98, exercise 1, sentence 1. Mr. Mohammadi. Page 99, exercise 98. Exercise 1, sentence 1, read it. درس ده صفحه 98 تمرین یک جمله یک. ببخشید من در مورد این گذشترم بگم. Now if we want to change about the, if we want to talk about the past tense of the verb to be, I am a teacher now. He is a teacher now. If we are to talk about the past tense of the verb be, for example, yesterday, I was a teacher last year. He was a teacher last year. We were teachers last year. Change it into question form. He was a teacher last year. They are barber. They were barbers last year. Last year. They were at home last night. At home. We. Past tense. Were we at home last night? Jawad. Was Jawad at home last night? Give an affirmative answer, positive answer. Yes, he was at home last night. Now, were we at home last night? Give a positive answer. Yes, we were. Negative answer. Give a negative answer. No, we weren't. With number one.
He was a good man. Was he a good man?
Yes.
His tests were hard.
Hard.
Where did this hard?
Yeah, next one.
The teacher was with the students. Was the teacher
with the students?
Two books were now. There two books now. She is at
new.
She is at interesting girl. Is she an interesting girl?
Yes.
They are going to buy some books. Are they going to buy some books?
Yes, some books.
Important.
I am an ordinary person, but the president is an important person. The president, the prime minister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Late.
Detroit.
Yeah.
That many
is that man a professor? Okay. Winner, yes. The person who wins the game is the winner. The person who reaches the final line is the winner of the race. Barande. Okay. Now, he said all the verbs are not a verb to be. Sometimes we have some other kinds of verb. We have action verbs. The verbs which show some activities you do. For example, listening, hearing, going, doing, sitting, standing, drinking, drawing, painting, things like that. If you want to change these kind of sentences, the sentences in which one of these verbs are used, you need some auxiliary verbs. You need do and does for present tense, and you need another form of do and does, which is the past form of do and does, did. You use did to make question forms of the past sentences. Example, I study every day. If you want to change it into question form, you should say every day. Do you study every day? Javad, Mr. Beheshti. Does study every day? Ali and Majid. Do they or do Ali and Majid? The nurse. Every day. I, Mr. No. Study every day. I. Do I study every day? Javad. Study every day. Yesterday, Mr. Joshani. من از شما میپرسم. Do I study every day? Did Javad study yesterday? Yes, he complete answer. Yes, he studied yesterday. Majid. Yesterday. Did Majid study? The students. Did the students study yesterday? See. Did the student see the picture yesterday? Give an affirmative answer, Mr. Ali Muhammad. جواب مثبت بدید. Did the student see the picture yesterday? Yes.
Yes, they did.
The students
see
picture. Saw the picture. Irregular. Did Ali drink a cup of tea? Last night? Did Ali drink a cup of tea last night?
Yes, he did.
Did Ali or Majid drink a cup of tea last night? Yes. He drank. He drank a cup of tea. Did he write a letter last night? Did he write a letter last night? He wrote a letter last night. Does he drink a cup of coffee every morning? Yes, he does. Complete answer. Yes, he does. Short form, complete form, full form. Does he drink a cup of coffee every morning?
He drinks.
Okay. Sentence number one, Mr. Ali Muhammad.
They are eating at the...
Which one? Exercise two. Teachers. Yes, next one.
Yes, she does. She teaches in school.
Teachers.
Teachers.
Yes, what's her name?
Every afternoon. Do they work every afternoon? Yes.
Yes, they do. Next one. Please. Yes.
Often. They often study at night. Does he often study at night? Yes, he does. Often study at night.
Yes, he does. Is your short answer? جواب کوتاهتونه. Your full form or your full answer or your complete answer? Is yes, he often works at night. دیگه does نداره. Does مال جواب کوتاهه. Studies. Study your English book. Next one. Very good. Yes. Yes. دیگه دید لازم نداره همین جمله جوابشه. Yes. Yes. Next one. Miss Joshani. Yes. Please, Ms. Haji.
She never does hear book on
takes.
Does she never
ever?
Does she ever?
Question form ever. Never is used in affirmative sentences having a negative meaning. همیشه در جمله مثبت به کار میره، معنی منفی داره. گفتیم به شما never در واقع ترکیب یا خلاصه از not ever. چون not سرش هست دیگه لازم نیست بگیم don't never. اون do not برای منفی کردن never خودش not داره. در نتیجه never همیشه در جمله مثبت به کار میره، یعنی ولی معنای منفی داره. Next one.
He went to
Until 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, yes.
Wait.
Did he wait until 1 o'clock? Yes, Mr. Hussein.
He waited
until 1 o'clock. What? Recited.
Bob recited this morning. Did Bob recite this morning? Yes, indeed.
No. Again, read it again.
Bob recited this morning. Did Bob recite this morning?
No. Did Bob recite?
Did Bob recite this morning? Yes.
Yes. Next one. Next one.
They already went coffee.
Want coffee.
Do they already want coffee? Yes, they do.
Next one. Teach.
Did he teach in high school? Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Complete answer. Yes. Taught is past tense of teach. Taught is past tense of teach. Past tense, گذشته فعل teach که معنی تعلیم دادن، درس دادن. Okay, again, read it again, Mr. Esfandiar.
My brother taught in high school.
Okay, did.
Did he teach in high school?
Okay. Thank you. Okay, exercise 3. He listens carefully. Does he listen carefully? He is my uncle. Is he your uncle? They had eggs for breakfast. Did they have eggs for breakfast? Number 1.
Cafeteria.
Yes. Next one.
They ate chicken for dinner. They eat chicken for dinner.
Yes.
They ate chicken for dinner.
Thank you.
Mr. Smith is going to fly to Chicago.
Mexico.
Going to fly to Mexico.
خیلی خوب میشه گفت بله. Is Mr. نه. اون نخیر اون موقعی going to رو شما دوباره نمیگید که فعل بعد از going to هم go باشه باز. گفتم من به شما he is going to go to Shiraz. He is going to go to Shiraz. لازم نیست اینجوری بگیم. میگیم he is going to Shiraz. در اون صورت سوالیش هم میشه is he going to Shiraz؟ ولی اینجا فلای داره. و اگر شما going to رو بندازین یعنی یه دفعه اینو از آینده تبدیل به زمان حال کرد. Week. He sees a movie every week.
Does he say
see
a movie every week?
No. Okay.
She is practicing.
Practicing.
Practicing a difficult pattern. Is she
practicing? Yeah. Those students are his friends.
Bob heard the news about John.
Did. Past tense, heard. شنیدن. Okay. Exercise 4. To review questions introduced by question words. این چند تا رو کافیه شما نمونه دستتون اومد برای تمرین. اگر بخوام همه رو انجام بدیم ممکنه به همه تمرین ها نرسیم. حالا میریم تا انتها اگر وقت بود برمیگردیم. To review questions introduced by question words. Change the statements into questions. Use question words which correspond to the final items in the statements. ببینید سر امتحان هم سوال از شما که میشه، سوالی که میکنن این است که از ادوات استفهام هو و وات و ویچ و ور و هوز و اینها اونی رو مورد استفاده قرار بدید که به آخرین کلمه این جمله که دارید ارتباط پیدا کنه. مثلا Mary worked yesterday. در مورد Mary سوال نمی کنیم، در مورد work هم که کاری که انجام داده سوال نمی کنیم، در مورد yesterday می خواهید سوالی بکنید. بگیم When did Mary work yesterday? She saw him at the movie. At the movie. You should ask a question about at the movie. What is at the movie? در سینما. So, if you at the movie is a place, isn't it? If you want to ask a question about the place, you use the WH question word where. Where did Mary see him at the movie? The answer is at the movie. Where did she see him? The answer is at the movie. She bought a hat. She bought a hat. You ask a question about hat. What did he buy? The answer is a hat. They met John. Hat, kolah, cap, hat. Past tense of meet, visit, meet. ملاقات کردن. Number one.
Yesterday. So when did they ask Bob?
No, very good. Next one, Mr. Mahmoudi.
They asked John, how did they ask?
Very good. Ya who, ya whom? چون از جان پرسیدن بعد راجع به مفعوله، هو هم درسته. یا هو یا هم. Next one, مثال محمد.
They bought a car. What did they buy?
Good. Next one. مرسی حسینی. They drove to Cleveland. Cleveland is a place in America. جای کلیولند. Cleveland. Where did he? Drive to. Very good. Next one. Okay, again.
When did we return from Cleveland?
Next. Whom did he see? Next one. What did they hear? ببینید هر کدوم این اشتباه ها یعنی یک پوان پریده ها. نمونهش اینجاست. اگه میخوای نمونه رو همراهتون بیاری. Next one. نه من چه حرفی زدم؟ اصلا چرا که شما اینقدر راه رو سخت میکنین دیگه. همت عالی شما نمره برای ما بذارید همجوری. بی خودم زحمت نکشید اینقدر ورقه تصحیح کنید و اینا.
این کرامات مال خداست.
بفرمایید. بسیار Exercise 5. To review questions with who, change the statement into two questions. Use the question word who in the first question, ask for the subject. In the second, ask for the object or receiver. اینجاست که فرق بین who و whom رو باید تشخیص بدین. وقتی در مورد فاعل میپرسید از who استفاده میکنید، وقتی در مورد مفعول استفاده میکنید از هوم استفاده میکنید. مثال هاش اینجا هست. مری ساو جان. اگر در مورد جان سوال میکنید بپرسید هوم دید مری سی. هوم دید مری سی؟ مری ساو جان. یا هو ساو مری؟ هو ساو جان؟ چه کسی جان رو دید؟ در این صورت میگیم که Mary saw John. Another example. He is talking to John. Who is talking to John? چون در مورد هی داریم سوال میکنیم، در مورد فاعل. حالا در مورد مفعول Whom is John talking to? Whom is John, whom is he talking to? She told John. Who told John? She told John. Who told John? یا whom did she tell to? or tell. Whom did she tell? Number one. Whose turn was it? Whose turn is it? Yeah. Okay, this is the subject form.
Who did John know? Whom did John know?
Whom did Mary know? Next one.
Mrs. Smith visited Mary. But who Smith visited Mary?
Huh?
No,
again.
Who is me?
No.
Who
visited Mary?
Who visited Mary? But Solomon, whom did Mr. Esme visit?
Yes. Whose turn is it? No, what here? خب بخونن هر کی نخونده بخون. Who saw Mary? Who saw Mary? They saw Mary. Now ask a question about Mary. یه سوالی در مورد مری بکنید. Whom did they see? Whom did they see? اونا چه کسی رو دیدن؟ And the answer is Mary. Next one.
John Hart, the teacher. Who heard the teacher? Whom did John hear?
Whom did John hear? Next one.
Who met?
Whom? Whom did Paul meet? Is that clear? روشن شد این قسمت؟ اشتباه نکنید اینا را. اینا همه اینایی که میبینید بی خودی برای شما ریویو نمیشه. اینها سوال میکنن ازتون که اینجوری اینا را ترک کردن. در حالت فاعلی نمیاد، احتیاجی به فعل کمکی نیست، در حالت مفعولی یا در حالت که برای مفعول سوال میکنیم میاد. همین موضوع درس هفته گذشته بود دیگه، آخر درس هفته گذشته. خب حالا این تمرین بعدی خیلی آسونه. Does she like her class? Yes, she does. What does she study? English. Was she in class yesterday? Yes, she was. این خیلی آسونه. اگر میخواید از اون بالا بیشتر کار بکنید بعد اینو انجام بدیم، نمیخواید برین سر همین تمرین. حالا یکی دو تا دیگه، نوبت کی بود؟ نه درست شما میگید، منتها چرا زمانش رو عوض کردین؟ Whom is Mary visiting today? Whom is Mary visiting today? بله. Whom is Mary visiting today? یا Who is Mary visiting? اینجا دیگه از اون مسئله افعال کمکی نیست، چون فعل to be در هر حالش یه جوره. Who is Mary visiting? Whom is Mary visiting? Next one.
John wanted for money,
Waited. White که رنگه، یعنی سفید. Whom did Mary wait for? Next one.
Mr. Sister sighed then. Who sighed then? As far as my food. Whom did his sister see?
Vale. Whom did his sister see? Vale.
The student asked the teacher. Who asked the teacher? Whom did the students ask?
Yeah.
Whom did we tell?
Whom did we tell? وقتی دید میارین فعل باید به صورت صاحبش بیاد نه به صورت گذشته. Next one.
Whom does?
Very good. No.
The teacher questioned John. Who questioned John? Whom did the teacher question?
Very good. Okay, next exercise. Mr. Alawama. شماره هفت از دید استفاده کردید چون فعل گذشته است. مستر آل محمد yes oranges next one. She doesn't. Next one.
Question. Yes, she did.
Yes, he did. Next one. Does. Next one. Where do you live? Next one. Artist. Kamal al-Mulk was an artist. Leonardo da Vinci was an artist. Are you an artist? That is one form of artist. Next one. We have different kind of artists, an actor or actress, the same as Marlon Brando. He is an artist. A painter like Leonardo da Vinci or Michelangelo, sculptor, is an artist. A musician like Beethoven, artist, yes. 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 But in Iran people suppose only those people who play in the films are artists. Okay.
What are they studying? They are studying English.
Again?
What are they studying? They are studying English.
English, you can say just. Just you can say English. Next one.
They are
Huh? Yes, yesterday. Ill. Ill, sick. Next one, exercise 7. Did John eat his dinner? Yes, he ate it. Was Fred at home? Was Fred at the program? Yes, he was at the program. Who is with John? Mary is with him. When did he arrive? He arrived yesterday. Number 1. Next one.
Don't.
Did they see the play? آیا اونها play رو دیدند؟ Play چی میشه؟ چه بازی؟ No, play means نمایشنامه. اونم یه جور بازیه دیگه. Did they see the play? Play یعنی نمایشنامه. Playwright یعنی نمایشنامه رنویس. Shakespeare was a playwright. Go ahead. That is game. البته فوتبال is a game. But you said the play was, the game was good, not the play. Okay, go ahead. Yes, next one. Complete answer. Yes, she likes milk. Next one. Mary. John.
Do you like the book? Yes, I do. I do like the book. I like the book.
Okay. Let's go to exercise 8. To review the formation of past time statements. تمرینی در مورد جملات گذشته. Change the statement in the present time into a statement in the past. از زمان حال به گذشته تبدیل میکنین. I usually buy a sandwich. Past tense of buy?
Bought.
I usually bought a sandwich. She is making a dress. She made a dress. Homesick. She is homesick. She was homesick. Homesick. If you go from Tehran to Pakistan, after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, you want to see your brother, your father, your mother, your wife, you are very, very, sad. You want to see them again as soon as possible. You say, I am homesick. مریض خانه. مریض برای خانه. یعنی دلتنگ برای خانه. بله. Yes, go ahead. Want, not went. درسته ولی این went نیست که. یعنی چی they went a book؟ آنها رفتن کتاب یا آنها میخواهند کتاب؟ Yes, next one.
John and Paul are friends. John and Paul.
Paul که اسمه.
Paul.
John and فعل شما آره. حواستون رو جمع نکنید کال از خودتون میدینم. Where friends? Next one. Needed a pencil. Next one.
The watch is on the table. The watch was on the table.
Thank you. Mr. Ali Muhammad. Number five.
Cost is five.
$5. His book costs $5. خب گذشته چی میشه؟
his book cost
مثل پوته، سه قسمتش یکیه، تازه اسش میفته چیزی هم بهش اضافه نمیشه. cost past tense of seat. sat. اینا رو بلد نباشین سوال همینجوری میاد. سیت شما باید sat بنویسید و همین سادگی، بقیش همش یکیه. drink drank باید بنویسیم، bring brought باید بشه. 4 تا 5 تا جمله هست، میگن که اینا رو به گذشته تبدیل کنیم برای که ببینن شما گذشته افعال بی‌قاعده رو حفظ کردید یا نه. وقتی که از این چیزا بنویسید مثل اون cost یا این sit sat drink drank write wrote، اون وقت ناجور میشه. next one. Yesterday. Next one. Next one. منافات داره. Yesterday. Eat a steak. At a stake. Number 9. To review the formation of future time statements, change the statements in present or past time to statements in future now. Use to be going to plus a verb. He works every day. He is going to work every day. He ate toast for breakfast. He is going to eat toast for breakfast tomorrow morning. He is taking philosophy now. He is going to take philosophy next year. Number 1.
Headache.
Sardard. بعد از going to fail صرف نمیشه. To have. Paul is going to have a headache. To tell a joke. Cake for dinner. Cake is cake. Cake for dinner. She is going to make a cake for dinner. Next one.
They are going students.
What?
They are going to the students.
No, they are going to Be good students. گفتیم بعد از going to حالت ساده فعل رو داریم، حالت مستری بدون to. مستر بدون to از فعل بودن بیه دیگه، to be که علامت مستریش میفته میشه be. They are going to be good students. این از اون هاست که استثنائیه و ممکنه اشتباه بکنید. میدونید که ما میگردیم همین سخت‌ترین هاشو پیدا میکنیم. Next one. To be. To که بعد از going هستش. Going to drink. Going to come. Going to be. Next one. The pencil broke. اول شما اینو برای خودتون یه تجزیه تحلیل مقدماتی بکنید، ببینید که این جمله فاعلش کدومه، فعلش کدومه. The pencil broke. The pencil is the subject and broke is the verb, past tense. So you change it into future and you say the pencil break is going to break. Next one. It is going to break. بحث ما سر ضمیر که نیست، سر همین ترکیب صحیح فعله. Next one. Break or it is going to break. Next one. A letter. Yes. Ne. فعل گفتن حالت سادهش چیه؟ tell. So Mary is going to tell us. Again. Mary is going to tell us an interesting story. Next one. Taxi. Very good. Thank you. Yes. That is enough. Exercise 10. To review the formation of statements with action in progress. Change the statements from past or future time action to statements with action in progress. Use be plus ing form of the verb. Make any other necessary changes. ببینید حالا یه فعلی رو از آینده یا زمان حال یا گذشته تبدیل به زمان حال استمراری میکنید. Present progressive. فرق present progressive با future tense with to be going to is that after he in to be going to, you had to be going to plus the simple form of the verb. Here, you have the verb with ing form. For example, what are we doing now? We are reviewing the grammar book. What is he doing now? He is listening to the teacher. What are they doing now? They are practicing the review exercises. Okay, number one. Having. They are having dinner. ING form of have is possible here because have here means eat. have ing میگیره به دلیل اینکه اینجا به معنی خوردنه. در حال صرف کردن غذا هستند. They are eating or they are having dinner at home. They are eating dinner at home. Number two. Next one.
They went to a
concert
in the
auditorium.
They are going to
a concert.
Concert in the
auditorium. Auditorium is a big salon. Amphitheater, amphitheater, salon. Lecture, the same as speech or talk, سخنرانی. Next one. Wait. To wait for her. We are waiting for her. زمان حال استمراری. We are waiting for her. Present progress. Next one. What? The director. Director یعنی مدیر. رئیس. No, the director is talking to the student. Next one. The store on State Street had a sale. مغازه‌ای که در خیابان دولتی had a sale، یعنی حراجی داشت. حالا on the State Street is having sale. Yes. Next one.
I practiced my pronunciation this morning.
I practiced my pronunciation this morning.
I am practicing.
Practicing
my pronunciation this morning.
Yes. Next one. Finished. Okay. To review the formation of statements with repeated or habitual action. عمل تکراری یا habitual بر حسب عادت. Change the statements in past or future time to statements with repeated or habitual action. Use the simple or the S form of the verb. For example, he did a lot of exercises every day. Present, he does a lot of exercises every day. He lived in the dormitory, خوابگاه. He lives in the dormitory. We are going to like English. We like English. Number one.
Eats.
He takes next one.
She usually comes
comes to a school, to madrasa. Next one. Next one. Next one. Baseball. Baseball is a kind of game. بازی آمریکاییه. چوب بلندی داره، توپو میزنن میره. درنگ. Drinks. Yes.
A student worked on his
tuition.
The student worked on his
tuition. Tuition, هزینه تحصیل، پولی که به معلم میپردازیم. شبیه اون تقریبا. Exercise 12. To review adverbials of frequency and manner. قیود frequency، تکرار، and manner، رفتار. Substitute the words in proper position. Use adverbials of frequency, usually, seldom, etc. before the verb. Use adverbials of manner, quickly, carefully, etc. at the end of the statement. Examples. He usually learns the lessons quickly, rapidly. He usually learns the lessons rapidly. Never. He never learns the lessons rapidly. Read. He never reads the lessons rapidly. Newspaper. He never reads the newspaper rapidly. Number one. Always. نه میتونی بگین he always reads the newspaper rapidly. خب he always reads خب بله he always reads his lesson rapidly. Next one.
He never reads
his lesson. His lesson carefully. Next one. Yes, next one. Completely. Next one. Completely. Next one. Carefully. Next one. Assignment. What again?
He usually
learns
or does. Assignment means homework. Anjam. Next one. Rapidly. Next one. Immediately. Immediately means at once, fast. He never does his homework immediately. Next one. کدوم خوندی؟ Rarely به ندرت. They rarely به ندرت read the newspaper rapidly. به ندرت روزنامه رو تند میخونن. Next one. Okay. Now let's go to exercise 13. To review adverbials of frequency, place and time. Substitute the adverbials of frequency, sometimes, never, etc. of place وغیره. Here in the garden, etc. End of time, in the evening, for 1 hour, etc. in proper positions. He usually works at home in the evening. Always. He always works at home in the evening. Here. He always works here in the evening. Okay, number one. Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes. Often. Next one. Factory. In town, in town, in the city.
In the evening. He never works here in the evening.
Okay. Exercise 14. To review the distribution of A and with nouns. Substitute the words. Omit A or and before non-count nouns and plural forms. For example, John ate an apple, toast, John ate toast, had, John had toast, piece of toast, John had a piece of toast, peaches, John had peaches, hulu. Number one. Okay, next one. A sandwich.
Coffee.
John had coffee. A cup of coffee. از در اون صورت باید واحدشو بگین. یک فنجان قهوه. Coffee or a cup of coffee. Next one. Donut. 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 یه نون نونه. از همین نونهای مثل نون بلکی. A donut. A donut. Next one. John had milk. Next one. Chocolate. Chocolate milk. شیر کاکائو.
Yes.
Next one. یک شیشه، یک لیوان شیر. Fruit میوه. Fruit. Next one.
Water.
خیلی سخت بود. Next one. چی؟ درنگ فعل آقا جان چی رو جان هد درنگ؟ نیکس وان
جان درنگ کول واتر
ها؟ جان درنگ کول واتر اوکی
آبی
سن؟ یس یس مستر آلمان
جان درنگ a glass of cold water.
Yes. Drank. Last sense of drink. گذشته نوشیدن میشه درنگ دیگه اینا رو باید حفظ کنین. Next one. چی شد؟ درنگ فعله. جان درنگ نوشید. خب حالا بعد چی رو نوشید؟ تو glasses of cold water. بسیار خب. 15. To review the use of omission. The use and omission of the. حالا یه تمرین میکنیم در مورد استفاده از حرف تعریف ده و آمیشنش یا حذفش. Substitute the words. جایگزین کنید این لغات رو. Use the article the before nouns when possible. Do not use a in this exercise. Omit the before names of people, countries, time of day, streets, etc. میگه که از حرف تعریف ا استفاده نکنید، از د استفاده کنید. د رو هم در جلوی حرف اسامی اشخاص و کشورها و اوقات روز و خیابانها و امثال اون حذف بکنید طبق اون قواعدی که خوندید. خب بله. Examples. They visited the museum. Canada. They visited Canada. So they saw Canada. Professor. They saw the professor. Okay, go ahead. Smith. Smith, next one. Very good. Next one. They saw Spain. Espania. Mississippi River. Next one. Yes. Old city. Next one.
They saw football games.
They saw a football game, yes? آه ده فوتبال گیم گفته از استفاده نکن اون مسابقه فوتبال ها next one they saw Paris yes
the subway
underground metro Subway is metro, I have told you. Metro. Later, in future. Next one. Huh? Paul, yes. Next one. Okay, that is enough. Exercise 16 to review the use of this, that, these, those. Listen to the statement with here or there. Use this or these to indicate objects here. Use that or those to indicate objects there. وقتی که قید شما اینجاست از صفات اشاره this or these استفاده کنید. When the object is far from you, use that and those. Okay, number one. The trees were pine trees. Those trees are pine trees. Pine هست کاج اپل پاین سیب کاج که ما نداریم یه جور سیب داریم شبیه کاجه اگه گفتین چیه آناناس اپل پاین یعنی آناناس برای اینکه ظاهر شبیه کاجه ولی داخلش شبیه سیبه ما میگیم آناناس اونا میگن اپل پاین یعنی کاج سیبی یا سیب کاجی نیکست وان The problem
is
difficult.
This
problem is difficult. Next one.
Ripe.
Which one? چندمی رو میخونی؟ خب چی میشه؟ These. بعدی these رو میگین دیگه here لازم نیست دیگه میگیم این سیب ها این یعنی همین سیب هایی که نزدیک ماست نه آن سیب ها این سیب ها are right next one Cousin. پسر عمو یا پسر عمه That man is my cousin That که آنه آن مرد خودش دیگه اونجا رو توش داره یعنی که اون مردی که دوره ولی می گفتین این مرد Next one The student here is from Nicaragua. پسر عمو. Again. Is from Nicaragua. Yes. This student. Yes, one student. Next one.
The lady. There is a teacher. She, those lady is a teacher.
One lady.
This
That lady.
That lady is a teacher.
Next one. Read it.
The light here is bright. This light is bright.
Okay. Now we are going to review the modifiers of nouns. توصیف کننده های اسم ها. Modify the noun in the first statement with an adjective or a prepositional phrase from the second statement. بیان بکنید یا توصیف بکنید اسم رو در جمله اول با استفاده از صفت یا توصیفگر عبارت توصیفگر پرپوزیشن دار از قسمت دوم. مثلا The house is on Winter Street. It is old. The old house is on a Winter Street. The house was old. It was on Winter Street. The house on Winter Street was old. The red pencil is new. It is on the desk. The red pencil on the desk is new. Number one. On the desk.
It is
new.
It is new.
My
new pencil is on the desk.
Is on the desk. Next one.
The whole road is on the hill.
Yes.
He built
a large house. Next one.
What?
Past tense of build, make, construct. Sahtan.
He has a dog.
No, a small dog. Luxurious. تجملی. Yes. Yes. Again, Main Street. We own a home on Main Street. داریم یه خانه در خیابان اصلی. Friend.
He eats from an animal. My friend from
Panama. Has a car. Very good. Exercise 18. To review the use of nouns as modifiers. Combine the statements, modify the noun in the first statement with the noun from the second statement. He works in a factory. It makes cars. He works in a car factory. He is eating grapes, angur. They come from Michigan. اونا از میشیگان میان. He is eating Michigan grapes. داره انگور میشیگان میخوره. They are students. They take engineering. They are engineering students. Number one.
She is a student. She studies
biology.
Biology.
Biology, yes. Student, next one. Sells shoes. He went to a shoe store. Next one. It is on Main Street.
They went to a restaurant
on Main Street.
On Main Street.
Next one.
I wrote the book.
Deals with physics. Physics book, yes. It discusses discuss بحث کردن. We read the birds book, کتاب پرندگان. We read the birds book. University student. Exercise 19. To review nouns as modifiers. Change the nouns in the statements to modifiers. He works in an automobile. He is an automobile worker. He fights fires. او با آتش می جنگه. He is a firefighter. آتش نشانه. It dries dishes. ظرفا رو خوش میکنه. It is a dish dryer. ظرف خوش کنه. It cuts glass. It is glass cutter. شیشه رو میبره. شیشه بره. Number one. Baseball. He is a baseball player. Player. He is a baseball player. Baseball player. بازیگر baseball. Yes. He is a player. مثل قاسمی dryer. Next one.
He is a washer.
Next one.
It washes
clothes.
It is clothes washer.
Next one. Okay. To review nouns in object position, substitute the words in proper position. John gave me a present. Her. John gave her a present. John gave me a present. John به من داد یک هدیه. Present. هدیه هم معنی میده. معرفی کردن هم معنی میده. زمان حال هم معنی میده. حاضر هم معنی میده. خب حالا که تونستین. John gave me a present. John به من یک هدیه داد. Her. John gave her a present. به او یک هدیه داد. Watch. John gave her a watch. Bought. John bought her a watch. His father. John bought his father a watch. Number one. Tie. کراوات.
John bought
Yes. Next one. About me. Tie. Okay. Huh? A tie, huh? Next one. Tie. Huh? About them a tie, huh? Next one. Brought. Brought them a tie. Book. Picture. Brought them his picture. His picture. Thank you very much. That is enough. You can do these exercises 21, 22, and 23 at home. If you have any questions, next week I will explain them to you. این سه تا تمرین هم خودتون نگاه کنید خونه. اگر که متوجه شدید و